chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
And, you know, I had an incredible response the other day. I had a constituent had a problem with the VA. The VA was not giving them their replacement dentures and kept on getting denial. And Mary Beth in the office took handle of the issue, and now the fellow's walking around with a brand new set of teeth. So, I mean, sometimes you just need a hunting guide in order to be able to navigate some of the challenges our federal agencies propose to you. And it's sad that you've got to do that, but this is what we're here for.
That's what a congressman is there for. As Jim Patronis told Bobby Rossi last week when I was out, he said, you know, constituent services, that's our game, baby. We're here to help. That's why he took the billboards out and put all that information up. And he, you know, actually wants you to contact him on the phone, on the, you know, the website, whatever the case may be. Joining us now, the aforementioned Congressman Jimmy Patronis. Jimmy, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And that's the case, right? Like, you always think of the congressman as the person who's there to, you know, pass laws and wrangle and argue and get on the media. But really, you know, at its base, your job is to represent people and help them, you know, navigate the sometimes very complex federal bureaucracy, including the VA, right?
Yeah, look, I think there's different types of members of Congress. There's show horses and workhorses, and both of them are important in the role of the process. But I'm more of a workhorse. You know, I like taking care of the customer, you know, and sometimes, look, it is what it is. I may not know the right answer, but, you know, I make sure I've got great people around me that have been in this process of navigating. I mean, look, you got to speak bureaucrat. And sometimes speaking bureaucrat is the way we get problems solved. And, you know, it takes all types. But, you know, I appreciate folks that do reach out to us that allow us to share some of their happy endings of where the government has, you know, misfired, and we ultimately got them back on track.
No doubt. And I am, I'm a big fan of a lot of different, like, work-life experiences make you a better whatever it is. And I have long believed that, you know, having worked in customer service as a retail, you know, like Blockbuster Video, being a waiter, you owned a restaurant. I know D.C. Reeves ran a bar and owned a bar. And, you know, like, that makes you think a different way about the business and product of government than if you've never had those kind of jobs before. And so I love seeing that in the way you approach this particular job. Let's talk about you had a town hall about a week or so ago. What came out of that? What'd you learn?
So we had, I think, almost 6,000 people on the call. And what was, like, one of the side effects that hit me with the town hall that I did not expect, but we had an elderly man on the phone who made the comment at the end. He says, look, he says, thank you for doing it this way. He says, I wouldn't have participated otherwise. So, I mean, there's definitely some upside to leveraging technology with a virtual town hall where we can have thousands of people on the phone all the time. We had every phone in our office was answering the phones because people would push *9, and it's kind of like raising their hand to be able to ask a question, or *3. So then they would ask the question, we would get them in the queue. And but, you know, what's so crazy is when we do that, it's a very tight structure because the House administration kind of dictates how we have to do it. So it's almost like running a radio show. You know, you have to take a break and do station identifiers. A lot of that same stuff takes place in the town hall. So anyway, it was very productive. I got a lot out of it. I learned a lot out of it. And, you know, more to come. We appreciate the folks participating in the town hall.
I think one of the things that maybe, I don't know if you were hoping for, but, you know, might have gotten out of it. I know you filed this PROTECT Act to eliminate Section 230. That's the one that basically allows social media companies to operate as if they are not publishers with all, they get to be publishers with all the immunities as if they're not publishers. It's a crazy system.
Yeah.
But, you know, talking to the constituents and, like you say, talking to staffers in your office and hearing people's stories, did you get, I don't know, fodder, information, perspective, things you can tell your fellow legislators about this?
Yeah, look, I mean, we've got some co-sponsors to the bill, but anything that you if you're on the committee of reference of where that bill goes through, you definitely are going to have some extra influence on the chairman to get the bill agended. So this bill would go through Brett Guthrie's committee. But the great thing about Brett Guthrie has been vacationing in Northwest Florida for with his family for gosh, 40 years. So, you know, he knows this is something that I'm passionate about. But being able to get some ownership from those in the district is very important to me because, look, I'm trying to earn your trust. At the same time, this is something that I'm very passionate about, and I want buy-in from the people I represent that this is something they care about.
I know the sort of big news of the day is the Save America Act and the Iran war, and we will get to that. But I want to make sure that we don't run out of time and I don't ask you this question because it's been on people's minds here for years. Years ago, the state actually made the move to request permanent daylight time. Rick Scott was governor at the time. Rick Scott is now in the Senate. Of course, Ashley Moody is in the Senate. And before that, we had Marco Rubio. And, you know, the senators have been on board with this. But the way I understand this process works is you got to have a sponsor on both sides. And, you know, your predecessor, Matt Gaetz, did not care about this issue, did not want to take up this issue. You're willing to take up this issue, I think. And so now kind of what's the holdup? It seemed like that was the key piece we're waiting for, was somebody in the House to take it up. Where are we on this?
So Greg Stube has it in the House. He is a member of Congress out of the Sarasota, Charlotte County area. So he's got it in the House. Rick Scott's got it in the Senate. And, you know, it's the lock the clock. You know, we don't change the clock, bouncing back and forth. Again, unsuccessful so far, but it definitely, as you come to spring forward, it definitely brings a lot of attention to the policy. You know, I believe I was a co-sponsor of the Stube bill. I'm pretty sure I was, because I know I'm a big believer in locking the clock. I hate the springing back and forth and what it does to our clocks and our routines. And I mean, state Arizona said, you know, go pound sand. They don't observe it. So, you know, I don't quite understand why we just don't, you know, tell them to go pound sand, do the same thing at a state level. But I think that's probably a DeSantis decision.
Yeah, no, I hope we do. I would love to see it happen. And we could be the anti-Arizona because they're permanent standard time, if I remember correctly. And then we could be permanent daylight time. And that would make me super
that's
happy.
Right. That's right.
The Iran war, you know, obviously there's a lot of complexity here, a lot of things going on, but it looks to me now like we've got 22 or 23 partner nations that are at least worked up enough because they're worried about the, you know, the medium range or what the Israelis are calling an ICBM that, you know, struck towards Diego Garcia. And now all the European people are like, oh, hey, what? This is about us too. Plus the Strait of Hormuz, that they seem to be willing to come on board. But man, I'll tell you, the instability, the uncertainty, the negotiations with the who's he talking to, there's a lot of questions. What people want to know, the main thing people want to know is this going to work with us and partners, or are we honestly looking at some kind of a ground participation, you know, ground troops of some kind with Iran?
I think the ground participation is the last resort, but I tell you, if ground participation takes place, then I know this president well enough that he will seize control of the strait, and then he will find a way to monetize it for the benefit of Americans. So, I mean, watch what you wish for, because I'm a big believer that if he does go in, he'll go in and just he'll carpet bomb, you know, the Iranian side of operations, and then it'll become fortified and he'll take it over. So, I mean, I think there's, unfortunately, Israel has done such an aggressive job of just mopping up the leadership of Iran. I think the president's probably struggling to probably try to find somebody who's a credible decision maker to negotiate with. But seems like there has been some notes being passed back and forth. And I'm sure that the president's going to be using a third party nation in order to do that, to try to find a way to, you know, guys, you know, no more nukes. You know, if I have any weapons to threaten the region, we're going to, you know, we're sick and tired of Ukraine's instability in the global economy because of the policies that you prescribe to. And, you know, as even the president said, other former U.S. presidents have reached out to him and told him, you know what, I wish I'd have done what you just did. So, I mean, it's, and there's definitely some inside baseball to it. But, you know, I still trust the president, his decision-making on this.
Yeah, the tone shift from a couple of days ago to, like, even the Sunday shows with the NATO Secretary General was obvious. You know, all of a sudden, you got a 2,500-mile radius attack zone, and suddenly NATO's interested in this little conflict that they were previously pretty lukewarm about. So, which, I mean, makes sense. Plus, their oil, you know, getting threatened. You're working on a thing, the Save for Success Act. This exists, or this is something that you're trying to make happen? Can you maybe explain to people what this is? It's kind of cool.
Yeah, so this is a good friend of mine brought this idea to me. Right now, some of the parents on the show listening in have a 529 plan for their kid. That's like a mutual fund that you can invest money in, and it can be pre-tax dollars to help offset your child's college expenses. Well, if you're a Floridian, I like leveraging Florida laws by changing federal law. So what I'm trying to do is right now that 529 money that you've put money aside for your child can only be used for education purposes. We want to create some flexibility and allow those dollars to be used for mortgage assistance, down payment assistance, first-time homebuyer. So now let's say you've got a great kid, kept his nose clean, leveraged bright futures, you know, graduated from a state university, and now we hope to keep them in the state of Florida. And let's say they got $5,000-$6,000 in this 529 account because we're able to leverage scholarships and other, you know, Florida-backed solutions. Now they can use that money to help offset to buy their first home. So, again, I think homeownership is the best force for good. And this is just me, you know, trying to use a pencil and eraser and change a little bit of federal law to allow, you know, Florida families to have a little more relief when it comes to buying that first home.
I mean, I know it's not quite this, but I also love the idea. We get so accustomed to California innovate something and then everybody else is supposed to copy it. Hey, Florida does pretty good at figuring stuff out.
Oh,
maybe
gosh.
Maybe we can get some of those things federalized as well. Hey, last thing. I know it's on everybody's mind right now, the ongoing fight over DHS funding, TSA mm-hmm. funding in particular. They're working without pay right now. You know, bringing the ICE folks in to help, you know, man the doors while the TSA folks are running the screeners, that actually makes a lot of sense to me because we need bodies. But, you know, I think the overlooked part about all this is, hey, there's people doing their job and wondering about pay right now, right?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, right now, New Orleans, I think they had a call-out rate of about 43% today. So there's definitely markets that are really struggling because TSA agents are not getting paid. And they're not quitting in protest and not showing up and working protest. They got bills to pay.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just the rule of numbers. Some TSA agents are maybe two-income households, and they've got the ability to kind of weather the storm, but others maybe a single family out income. And you know what? They're doing gig jobs or Uber or something else. And, you know, we prohibit them from having second jobs. There's some things at the federal government level that I've learned that really make no sense whatsoever. But it is what it is. If you're not getting paid, you have to find income from somewhere else. So calling in sick may be a convenient excuse in order to actually have a side hustle to make some money just to take care of your family. And the Democrats are being real knuckleheads about this. It's so frustrating. But, you know, the president is masterclass on this as he rolled out ICE agents to check IDs and secure doorways and exit ways. These are things that don't require the training of looking at an X-ray, you know, examination machine.
Yeah, it's bouncing, not pat downs. I mean, you know, it's something that anybody with a little basic law enforcement or less can do effectively. Jimmy Petronas, he is our congressman for Northwest Florida District 1. As always, Jimmy, thanks for being so available. I know you had some travel stuff yesterday. We couldn't make it work, but look forward to talking to you again next Monday. As always, thank you for the time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Andrew. See you, John. Bye-bye.
That's so cute. By the way, that's just such a weird rule that, you know, we're not going to pay them to do their job and we're going to prevent them from getting anything else that would normally interfere. And what are we, 40 days into this deal now? This is crazy. And, you know, you heard top of the hour Fox News saying that they're going to testify and they're going to talk about, you know, I mean, the stories they're going to tell about people, you know, sleeping in their cars in order to save money on gas so they don't have to drive home and back and all this kind of crazy. And then trying to be, you know, top notch, world class, you know, first world security agents. I'm glad that we don't have a problem here. You know, the mayor yesterday saying, look, you know, there are a lot of airports where they do have problems. We do not have problems here yet, but, you know, our people are doing really good things and they're trusting that they're going to get paid. You know, they're going to get paid, but between now and then you've got issues, right? So 524 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
There's no championship league for small business owners. But if there was, you'd be at the top of the standings. Because going pro with Lenovo Pro means you've got the winning formation, one-on-one advice, IT solutions, and customized hardware powered by Intel Core Ultra processors help you stay ahead of the competition. Business goes pro with Lenovo Pro. Sign up for free at Lenovo.com/pro. Lenovo.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
Yes, they do.
Cool. Yes, they do.
Not every movie from the 80s ages as well as every other movie from the 80s.
That's true.
Yeah. You know? I was reading a thing yesterday about how Revenge of the Nerds is a little difficult to find sometimes because, you know, Revenge of the Nerds does feature a scene where a guy pretends to be another guy and has sex with his girlfriend and she doesn't know it. I mean, that's a crime.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah.
You know, ha, 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 Darth Vader. No, it's a crime. You know, and then... other like Porky's, no problem, whatever. We just show that movie.
Yeah.
There are similar things. I don't know. But you know me, I don't mind offensive things. I don't mind inappropriate things. I kind of like them. I think they're entertaining. 527 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I don't know how much I really want to talk about this story, but it is the story that the entire world is talking about right now. The headline goes, Jordan's sitting in for John this morning, by the way. Good to have you again, Jordan. Thank you
good
so much
here,
for showing
yeah.
up this morning. Is it, well, you have to be up almost this early for Cat Country when you go do
Just an hour difference. Yeah.
An hour. It's not that big of a deal. All right. So I'm just going to read you the headline and then I'm going to read you and tell you some of the details that you may not have heard. Quadruple amputee Quadruple amputee pro cornhole player. Now, this might be the part you did not know. Accused of killing passenger of car he was driving. My son, my 17-year-old, I'm out watching the news this morning, and he wanders out, and this story happened to be out at the time he wanders
yeah.
out. And this both horrifies me and also reassures me a little bit, is he knew the story.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause he said, that guy's in jail, right? And I'm like, I think he is. So, and I said, but do you know what happened? He's like, well, I mean, yeah, you know, this guy that had no, he didn't have fully formed arms and legs. And then as a measure, he got some kind of infection early on and they fully amputated down to, you know, above the joints in all four cases. And then he's done all kinds of things since then. And professional cornhole player, which makes all the rest of us think, what's wrong with me, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. But the story here is not that this guy killed his friend or killed his passenger. It's that this guy's driving the car
mm-hmm.
and gets into an argument with his, I guess, buddy. There's two people in the back seat and somehow manages to drive the car and draw a pistol during an argument and... shoot the guy dead and then tells the people in the back seat, hey, help me get rid of this body because it's difficult for
right,
him.
Right, yeah.
stops the car. They get out and run away, and he goes on driving and does manage to get the body out of the car and then later gets arrested for all... I don't have a lot of commentary because I don't think there's a lot of things I'm willing to say, but...
I'll say it. Here we go. Well, run out of time. Sorry.
No, it's like... I guess you really can do anything you set your mind to, no matter what your disability is.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Diplomacy on the menu. Egypt, Pakistan, Turkey reportedly the key players in mediating the conflict. But the Islamic Republic keeps firing at Israel.
The Iranians launch yet another missile with a cluster munition on top, raining those bomblets down on the population below. This was the second attack in just 2 minutes that took place, one targeting the northern city of Haifa and the other central Israel. We understand there are a number of impacts from that last Iranian attack against Israel. First responders are now rushing to the scenes.
Fox's Trey Yinks in Tel Aviv. 15-point plan of the Trump administration, which could deliver an off-ramp from the conflict for Iran, has been reportedly delivered to the Islamic Republic through Pakistan. And 10 a.m. Eastern, a hearing in front of the House Homeland Security Committee on the impact of the shutdown, stretching now to 40 days. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. And right now we've got 65 degrees. It is clear skies this morning. We'll get to our forecast here in just a few minutes with Brooke Richardson. Pensacola International is not on the federal government's list of airports for flagging extended TSA delays. But that doesn't mean that local travelers are completely in the clear. Mayor D.C. Reeves yesterday saying connection hubs like Atlanta, Chicago, and Houston are on that list. He says delays can ripple here. He's urging anybody flying out of the Pensacola airport to check with their airline and, of course, give themselves a little bit of extra time.
I think it's very prudent to be getting here a little bit earlier than you might normally be used to at our airport and follow those guidelines because that could change tomorrow.
And Reeves also said that local TSA staff so far have been continuing to show up and keep lines moving. He points to that as a reminder of their dedication to the community and to their jobs. A person is dead after a driver fleeing from a Pensacola police officer crashed into their vehicle on Tuesday. Police say an officer attempted to stop a vehicle when the driver fled and struck another car at T and Avery Street about 30 seconds later. The driver of that vehicle that was hit was pronounced dead at the scene. FHP is investigating that crash. A 20-year-old Pensacola woman facing a DUI manslaughter charge after striking and killing a pedestrian on Lillian Highway Sunday, FHP says Summer Lee Townsend hit a 51-year-old woman that was walking along the road pushing an e-bike near 50th Avenue at about 2:45 in the morning. Townsend reportedly left the scene. She was booked into the Escambia Jail Sunday, faces charges of leaving the scene of a crash with a death and driving with a suspended license. Well, two students are hurt after being stabbed at a school in Walton County. It happened yesterday morning in Dufuniak Springs at Walton Middle School. The sheriff's office says the two victims are currently in critical condition. A suspect was taken into custody about a block from that school. Deputies say the suspect was also a student at the school. There's no word on a motive or what charges that suspect is facing at this time. Senator Rick Scott is suing over his leaked tax returns. Scott sued Booz Allen Hamilton on Monday after a contractor leaked his tax returns and those of others, including President Trump's several years ago. Charles Littlejohn was sentenced to 5 years for the leak. Scott accuses Booz Allen Hamilton of systemic safeguard failures and negligent supervision. He's asking for punitive damages, but no specific amount has been announced. It's 534 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a check on our forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to have a beautiful day today. Mostly sunny skies, high near 73. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. For Thursday, sunny skies, high near 78. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 62 degrees. Heading into Friday, sunny skies, high near 80 degrees. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And we've got partly cloudy skies and 65 in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, 62 in Milton. Your next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime it happens. News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. A jury has ruled that Meta must pay $375 million for violating New Mexico law in its child exploitation case. Deliberations began on Monday, and jury members found that Meta willfully violated the state's Unfair Practices Act. A Meta spokesperson said, "We respectfully disagree with the verdict and will appeal." The State House has voted to boost Pennsylvania's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2029. Pennsylvania's minimum wage has been at $7.25 an hour since 2009. The bill, co-sponsored by 10 other Democrats, passed largely along party lines. Oil prices are sharply lower by roughly 4% this morning after President Trump said that Washington and Tehran are in negotiations right now and indicated Iran is keen to reach a peace agreement. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $88.66 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $134 per barrel. Futures are moderately higher. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials lost 84. The NASDAQ down 184. That's Your Money Now.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary. And you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Curbside recycling in the city of Pensacola is important to preserving the environment and keeping the city clean. But people have questions. What can be recycled? When do the trucks come? How much does it cost? Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel Friday at 9 to hear Daryl Singleton and John Scanlon with the City of Pensacola Sanitation discuss the City of Pensacola recycling program. Everything you need to know to recycle and help keep Pensacola beautiful.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You don't need someone yelling at you.
You just want someone to say what you're already thinking.
That's MVR. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
The American people have had enough.
Well, except for white women 55 plus.
There are a lot of white women that lean left.
Usually with a little sarcasm.
Thankfully, we know all the sane ones.
MVR. Weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining us in studio, as he always does on a Tuesday, Chip Simmons. He is the sheriff for Escambia County, the unopposed reelected sheriff for Escambia County. I mean, that's a big deal. It is a big deal. Sheriff, welcome back, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. So somebody sent me a picture of the CAD map of your responses for, I think this is Saturday. It might have been Sunday. I apologize. I do not know which. But it's like there's a Venn diagram you cannot read because it's all these overlapping circles of all right. of these incidents you're responding to. Assist a citizen, disturbance, fight, shots fired, victim, aggravated assault, assist a citizen, all this stuff. Out on Pensacola Beach.
Right.
There was a gaggling, if you will. And you put out a video yesterday. I played the clips earlier in the show. But You know, social media and all the wisdom that is reposed on social media is convinced that we had a massive international incident on Pensacola Beach both days.
Right.
And shots fired and people at risk and all kinds of crazy stuff. So what actually happened?
Well, we did have large crowds. The event you're talking about was on Saturday night. This is the result. I put the video out, but this is the result of an online type invite where come and meet here and we'll do this popular thing they call it a takeover, beach takeover, or a location takeover that's been widely popularized now.
Group but of friends or like-minded individuals swarm a location.
Yes, yes. Okay. Let's all meet here. You know, in the past, you'd, hey, call your friends and we'll go to somewhere and meet. And we had a large crowd. But again, there's nothing wrong with meeting. You know, there's a constitution, right? You're allowed to assemble. You're allowed to talk. You can stand in a parking lot. The issue became there were disturbances, as some of the things that you indicate on our – and what you're looking at is our CAD screen. That's what the calls are coming into us as, because it can't be the ones that are already investigated and found to be unfounded because we're still investigating. That's why they're still on the screen.
These are the reports.
Yes.
These are not your conclusions.
Right. In our effort to be transparent, quite frankly, people go crazy with it. And they say, well, nope, you yourself reported there was a shooting victim. So now you're trying to cover it up. There's no covering up. We got a call of an individual that thought they had been shot at. And it ended up, when we got to them, we found out that their sunroof had been shattered. And we investigated, you know, is it possible that a bullet could have done this? Perhaps if you're on top of a condo, but that was unlikely. And if you're really close, I guess you could reach over. But again, that's not the report. And so we determined that it was not from a gunshot, but we evaluated whether someone threw something at the sunroof, whether someone was standing on the sunroof.
Yeah.
And it's inconclusive at this time.
Okay.
And so that's people are still commenting. I noticed people are commenting, oh, they're covering it up. Look, do you know a victim of a shooting that has not contacted us? Or you have more information? Because someone else said, I there's a video of a shooting. There is not a video of a shooting that I'm aware of. And we have cameras all over the beach.
Right. It's one of the most surveilled places in this county.
And getting more surveilled because we're working on more cameras. Yes.
Right. And so I'm always baffled by this, you know, jumping to the conclusion that there really was a major incident and that, you know, you guys, you sheriffs, you know, you're all covering it up. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, we're in cahoots to keep Pensacola. Right. Look, I want Pensacola Beach to be safe. We are constantly working to keep all of Escambia County safe.
Right.
Now, and I acknowledge we had large crowds. We have large crowds every weekend
in all kinds of places. Not just Pensacola Beach. Right. And parks and community centers and areas and streets and
A lot of Casino Beach was filled up because we had a CrossFit competition.
I mean, okay.
There's Blue Angels. There's 4th of July, Memorial Day. We're going to have large crowds graduation week, you know, grad week, they call it. So these weren't spring break college kids.
Okay.
A lot of these kids were 16-year-old kids that, and our deputies that were there saw this. Their cars pull up and four kids get out of a car. And then, they drive off because there's nowhere to park.
Yeah, right?
There's no parking spaces. So that's where.
And you said you made some arrests for you made some ticket violations, some parking, and a couple of minor arrests.
Yeah, 35 parking ticket violations. That's a lot, I guess, for a day, but probably not a lot for the beach when we had time to write tickets. We did make two trespassing arrests because once we decide that this location is no longer safe, public areas. Public areas. Then we start to move people out of Casino Beach parking lot. And if you refuse to move, you're going to go to jail. Now, we were very patient. We were giving them, if you had a reservation at the restaurant, if you guys stayed at the beach, then obviously we were allowing them to do that. But we're not just going to hang around in the public areas because, again, as you just noted, there's a lot of calls about a fight here and disturbance here. But by the time we get there, we don't see anything. No one's complaining to us about being a victim of any kind of
I just want to make... The way this story has kind of been perceived is there was a bunch of people out at the beach at the parking lot and everybody heard some shots. And then the police story is there was a sunroof that got broken. What I hear you saying is the owner of the car that the sunroof got broken in, or the operator, the renter, I mean, I don't know, whatever. She called, or that person called, and reported that their sunroof got shot out. That's the origin of the shots fired, and you don't know at this point any evidence to confirm that, and you don't know how the sunroof got shattered or broken. Right. Could have been a whole bunch of different ways, including dancing on the car, pounding on it, anything like that. But that's the totality of the shots fired element is that.
Yes, I read the CAD screen. What you see is a piece of the CAD screen, but yeah. What we see is the notes and what they're saying, what the dispatcher's gathering, and so I'm reading it.
Yeah.
And it says, victim claims to have been shot by gunfire, and then a passenger, they can hear the passenger. So there's even a comment from the passenger side of the car that she's bleeding from the glass. So there's, I think I've been shot, and then, it may be the glass that's broken, the shattered. And then when we get there, we obviously ask her to stop where she's at so we can render aid, thinking that it's a real gunshot victim. Fortunately, it was not a gunshot victim. And if she was injured, it was from the glass breaking. And again, don't know exactly.
Which could have been somebody else, could have been her. We don't really know. It's just
when glass shatters nowadays, the glass breaks in small little pieces, and it obviously can cut you a little bit. But our deputies determined that it was not from gunfire. It's that simple.
Road rage incident, Sheriff, happened the last week or so.
You know, last week we had 3 road rage incidents that happened on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Wow.
And one of them was one car bumped into another car, and we have not identified the person that bumped into or intentionally rammed the other car. No injuries in that one.
Okay.
And then a second one, we had a female that pulled a gun on another driver and pointed the gun at them. You cannot do that. And
just driving down the road?
Yeah, it was a road rage incident.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what they were upset with each other about, but they pulled a gun and pointed it at another individual.
Aiming a gun at somebody is aiming a gun at somebody. That's a threat. That's a crime.
That is a crime.
Unless you're acting in self-defense.
That's correct.
Okay.
Which leads me to the third incident that we had, and this one took place. Road rage again, an individual in the truck, an individual in the car. Get into a little bit of a road rage thing, and then the guy in the truck gets out. And again, we did a little bit of video on this as well. But he gets out in the back of his truck and throws some trash on the car, gets out, confronts the driver verbally, gets back in his truck, throws some more back of his truck, throws some more trash at the car, gets out of his truck, verbalized, some sort of comment to the driver, and then gets back a third time into the back of his truck, throws more crap at the car, and then he gets out.
While they're parked?
Yeah, they were waiting at the red light.
Okay.
Right there at Fairfield and W Street.
Okay.
Right there where the Murphy they're building a new Murphy station. The reason I mention that is because there's a little bit of video. Just putting in the cameras like that day.
Yeah.
And so they invited us over to take a look at it. And you can see in the distance these him in and out of the back of the truck. After the third time in and out of the back of the truck, he approaches the door of the driver's door.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And he punches the window out, shatters it, another broken window.
Okay, all right.
And at that point, 2 shots are fired, striking the truck driver, the pickup truck driver,
the guy who was out attacking the car, throwing the garbage, whatever.
Yeah,
was he killed? Was he hurt?
He was injured. Certainly,
he had
2 bullet holes. But
I mean, would have been my response at that point too, if he's doing that to my car. So,
well, and that's what I told people. I mean, I got a couple pieces of advice. One is stay in your car.
Yeah.
I guess the first one is don't have a road rage incident. Calm down.
Yeah.
Second is stay in your car. And third is do not approach a door. You can get your butt shot.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And I mean, everything we've talked about over the years on these things, that makes perfect sense for that situation. And, try dumb things, get dumb results. I mean,
exactly.
Unfortunately for him. Let's see. There was a I had wanted there was a pistol whipping. Is that a term we use still? That's hitting somebody with a gun.
We still use it. It's an antiquated term.
Yeah,
from the revolver days. But
yeah,
it's using a gun as a hammer, more or less, or as a weapon.
Okay.
It's called pistol whipping. This one was a domestic type disturbance that a male had with a female, and then he hit her with a pistol.
Hmm.
And then she and 2 other friends get in a car, try to leave, and he shoots into the car.
Okay.
So that is, in our estimation, that is attempted murder. You shoot into a car where it's occupied. That is attempted homicide, and we were able to arrest him, and I think we seized the gun.
Whereabouts?
I'm not sure exactly where it was.
All right, fair enough.
I just know it was a pretty severe pistol whipping and obviously a shooting into the car.
Spring break otherwise?
Otherwise, I mean, during the daytime, pretty good, even at night for the most part. And once we shut down the parking lots, the problem, the reason I also mentioned in the video was that imagine the traffic is bumper to bumper and we say, okay, we're closed down this parking lot. There's nowhere for them to go.
Right.
So it did take a little while for us to get this rather large crowd. So we do have a plan to shut down the parking areas a little bit sooner before it gets to that one. We also have a plan where we can help facilitate the northbound traffic away from the Pensacola Beach so that there's not a problem.
Pensacola, which is, you used to be chief of police in Pensacola, yes. Made national, maybe even international news a couple times last week. Two times for really horrible things. One involving a pregnant woman. I know you know the story at 9th and Bayou. It's a horrible, terrible thing. One involving a police officer, allegedly. But the one that I know we found the most entertaining was the...
as long as it's not your furniture, yeah.
This is the Airbnb story. That
there are so many. I mean,
what did I say on social media? I said yesterday, yeah. I was saying that I am almost certain that none of that furniture was stung by a jellyfish.
I did see that. And I'm like, I did laugh a little bit. It's a little bit funny.
My Jamaica joke, you laughed at that?
It's one of those things where I hope this isn't our golden moment. You know, well, here's my thing, and this is not our case.
Why can't the fun stories ever happen in the county? Is that what you're going
to
say?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I wanted this one, but I would have been shocked to have that. I mean, imagine she's sitting there and she's thinking.
I don't think she was sitting.
Well, initially she's like, you know what? I got to pee. Billy, get the camera. There's a couch right there. I mean, he's an enabler.
You see that typewriter?
Whoever it was. I don't even know. You're maybe it was video? A selfie. I don't know.
A selfie?
I don't know. I really don't know. First of all, what weirdo selfie. Is what? Buying this stuff?
There's disgusting individuals. You know that. You've been in law enforcement long enough to not be surprised.
You know she's dehydrated. there's ruin that furniture. Just ruin that furniture.
Well, or added value, for a certain clientele on social media that might pay extra for, treated furniture. I mean,
I don't know. They got some spray. It's like some cat spray that you can kind of mask some of stuff. But first of all, that's nasty. That is nasty doing this stuff. That's nasty selling this stuff. And again, what weirdos are buying this type of thing? So if you're listening and you have an inkling,
so to speak,
you're the problem. You're the weirdo.
An inkling for a tinkling. All right.
I'm wondering if Michelle Salzman is going to get like a urination legislation.
I love that it rhymes too. You know she listens and she's a dear friend of both of ours.
Yeah.
And she's I know what her why they dragged me into this? What
I was minding my own business.
I was just sitting here sipping my coffee on a Tuesday morning trying to figure out what was going on in life and
What the Florida?
Now I got dragged into all of this. Session's not even happening right now, so well done, Chip. I appreciate you. Anything else we need to know before we let you go?
We got Cars, Cops, and Crawfish coming up on April the 11th at Five Flags Speedway. There's a car show. Go on the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation site and get all the information you need.
Outstanding. Sheriff Simmons, as always, thank you for the time. Thank you for the jokes. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
Your jokes.
And look, I appreciate the videos because I love that you go on social media and tell the people on social media that they're, wrong, to put it politely. Because I have become more emphatic by the day that the basic problem on social media is that the people who know aren't talking and the people who are reasonable aren't talking and the people who are nice aren't talking. So it's the people who don't know who are mean and who just the worst. That's what's left. When all the normal people who know things and are nice don't talk, what you've got is all the rest.
That's entertainment.
It sure is. All right, 5:53 here on News Radio 92. I just can't believe he'd make jokes about such a serious. Jordan, y'all do the morning show on Cat Country,
yes.
The Cat Pack Morning Show. You do traffic and other things over there. Have you guys been having fun with this story at all?
We did last week when it first happened,
and then you kind of
let it go.
Let it trickle off.
Yeah.
All right. For anybody. Listen, if you're new to the show and you're like, I cannot believe this guy, this juvenile sense of humor has a radio show. I'll turn my computer on there for a second.
Yeah.
And you want a Marconi.
Yeah, that's hard to believe too. But look, I'm 12 inside. All of my friends are also 12 inside. You know, the people who are like 40 outside and inside, those people worry me a little bit.
Look, if you have friends who are 12 years old on the inside, you're in for a good time.
There you go.
Hey-o.
That's right. We're going to have fun. Oh, man. 5:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, you know, we never give tickets away in the 5 o'clock hour. Let's do it. I feel good. Symphonic Spectacular. Speaking of highbrow things. Symphonic Spectacular, Pensacola Symphony Orchestra, performing at the Sanger Theater. This is going to be two tickets. This is coming up for this for the 100th anniversary this year, of course. March 28th, so that is this Saturday. Call fast. Caller number one, 437-1620. Call and win. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Add more road to your trip during the Subaru A Lot to Love event with a new 2026 Subaru Crosstrek or Forester Hybrid. Our new hybrids will keep you going no matter where the road goes. With up to 597 miles per tank, the Crosstrek Hybrid easily takes you to more places. And the Forester Hybrid sports a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank. Mileage like that lets you journey farther, and combined with Subaru's capable standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, you'll be able to handle any unexpected terrain with ease. Paved roads, graveled roads, just about any road. They're no match for the new Subaru hybrids. Get your Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid or the Subaru Forester Hybrid during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. Love goes the extra mile at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Driving ranges based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy and a full tank of fuel. Actual mileage and range may vary.
If your bathroom feels cramped, outdated, or hard to use, it's time for an upgrade. At Home Outlet, our stores are employee-owned by experts who help you create a bathroom that works for your space and your budget. From vanities with real storage to tubs, fixtures, and tile, we help you get the bathroom upgrade you deserve without overspending. You'll also find expert help for kitchens, flooring, and more. Home Outlet, bathrooms for everyone. Find your local Home Outlet online at homeoutlet.com.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Hi, I'm Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, inviting you to Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. It'll be April the 11th at Five Flags Speedway. This event will have a car show beginning at 7:30 until 9:30. At 10 o'clock, the gates will open. At 11 o'clock, we'll serve crawfish plates from Cubs Crawfish. We'll have hamburgers and hot dog plates. We'll have balloon animals, games, face painting, and more for the kids. All proceeds for this event will benefit the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation and their mission to support the heroes of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Cops, Cars, and Crawfish, April the 11th.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm warning you.
What's he do? Nibble your bum?
He's got huge, sharp... He can leap about... Look at the bones!
We've had a rash of weird stories here in Escambia County over the last couple of weeks. You see the one about the guy who got into a car wreck. He wound up hitting a pedestrian and sticking around, and the pedestrian got transported to the hospital. But it turns out that he provided a fake ID to FHP, a fake ID that he has been operating under for 30 years that he bought from a farm worker with like a birth certificate and stuff. And now we don't even know whether he's here legally, illegally, who he really is, all this kind of... So 30 years living under an assumed identity that you bought off of, I don't know, somebody who was desperate enough to sell his ID to you after a hard day of picking tomatoes.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.